Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing your favorite weekend relaxation spot. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about leisure activities and places where candidates like to relax. One common topic is describing a place where you enjoy unwinding on weekends. This article will provide you with strategies and sample answers to help you excel in this type of question. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand that this topic falls under the broader category of describing places and experiences. Examiners are looking for your ability to provide detailed descriptions, express personal preferences, use a range of vocabulary related to relaxation and places, maintain fluency and coherence in your speech. Let's explore how to tackle this topic across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In part 1, you may encounter questions related to relaxation and weekend activities. Here are some possible questions. Do you prefer to relax at home or go out on weekends? What's your favorite way to relax? Is it easy for you to relax? How do you usually spend your weekends? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you prefer to relax at home or go out on weekends? Sample answer, band 7-8. To be honest, it really depends on my mood and energy levels. Sometimes I enjoy the comfort and tranquility of my home, where I can unwind with a good book or binge watch my favorite TV series. However, there are weekends when I crave a change of scenery and prefer to venture out. I might go for a hike in the nearby mountains or visit a cozy cafe in the city center. I find that striking a balance between these two options helps me recharge effectively. Key vocabulary: comfort, tranquility, unwind, crave a change of scenery, venture out, striking a balance. Part 2, long-term cue card. Now, let's look at a possible cue card for this topic. Describe a place where you like to go to relax on the weekends. You should say where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you find it relaxing. Here's a sample answer that could score in the band 8-9 range. I'd like to tell you about a tranquil lakeside spot that I frequently visit on weekends to unwind and recharge. This serene location is nestled in a picturesque valley about a 30-minute drive from my home. I try to make it out there at least twice a month, especially when I'm feeling overwhelmed by the hustle and bustle of city life. The journey itself is part of the relaxation process, as I get to leave the urban landscape behind and watch as the scenery transforms into lush greenery. Once I arrive, I have a few favorite activities that help me decompress. I often bring a book and find a comfortable spot under a large oak tree to read. The gentle lapping of the water against the shore provides a soothing backdrop. Sometimes I'll take a leisurely stroll along the shoreline, collecting interesting pebbles or simply observing the local wildlife. What makes this place so relaxing for me is the perfect blend of natural beauty and tranquility. The absence of city noise allows me to clear my mind and focus on the present moment. The fresh air and open space give me a sense of freedom and perspective that's hard to find in my daily urban environment. Moreover, the consistency of nature, the unchanging hills, the steady rhythm of the waves, provides a reassuring contrast to the often chaotic pace of modern life. In essence, this lakeside retreat serves as my personal sanctuary, a place where I can reconnect with myself and the natural world, helping me to maintain balance in my life and approach each new week with renewed energy and clarity. Follow-up questions. Do you prefer to relax alone or with others? Has your idea of relaxation changed over time? Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. I find that my preference for solitary or social relaxation fluctuates depending on various factors. When I'm feeling particularly drained or introspective, I tend to gravitate towards solitary relaxation. This allows me to recharge my social batteries and engage in activities that require deep focus, like meditation or reading. However, there are times when relaxing with others can be incredibly rejuvenating. Sharing a peaceful moment or engaging in low-key activities with close friends or family can foster a sense of connection and support that's uniquely calming. It's also a great opportunity to bounce ideas off each other or gain new perspectives, which can be a form of mental relaxation in itself. Ultimately, I believe the key is to be attuned to my own needs and choose the form of relaxation that will be most beneficial at that particular time. This flexibility in approach ensures that I'm always getting the most out of my relaxation time, whether I'm seeking solitude or companionship. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to relaxation and leisure. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think the concept of relaxation differs between generations? Sample answer, Band 8-9. The concept of relaxation has undoubtedly evolved across generations, influenced by technological advancements, cultural shifts, and changing lifestyles. For older generations, relaxation might be more closely associated with physical rest and quieter activities, such as reading a book, gardening, or simply sitting in a comfortable chair. This could be attributed to their experiences growing up in a less digitally connected world. In contrast, younger generations might have a more diverse and dynamic interpretation of relaxation. For many millennials and Gen Z individuals, relaxation could involve actively engaging with technology, such as playing video games, scrolling through social media, or binge-watching series on streaming platforms. This doesn't necessarily mean they find traditional forms of relaxation less appealing, but rather that they have a broader spectrum of relaxation activities to choose from. Interestingly, we're also seeing a resurgence of interest in more traditional relaxation methods among younger people, perhaps as a reaction to the constant digital stimulation they experience. Practices like meditation, yoga, and spending time in nature are gaining popularity across all age groups. Ultimately, while the core essence of relaxation, the need to unwind and recharge, remains constant, the methods and perceptions of how to achieve this state have diversified. This reflects the adaptability of human nature in finding ways to cope with the unique stressors of each era. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary accurately. Here are some key terms and phrases related to relaxation in places. Tranquil, tranquil, free from disturbance, calm. Example, the tranquil atmosphere of the garden helped me forget my worries. Unwind, one verb, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example, after a long week, I like to unwind by taking a leisurely walk in the park. Sanctuary, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example, the library became my sanctuary during stressful exam periods. Rejuvenate, juvenet, verb, to give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, a weekend by the sea always rejuvenates my spirit. Serene, adj, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, the serene landscape of rolling hills and still lakes took my breath away. Recharge, chesh, verb, to regain energy or spirit. Example, I need to spend some time in nature to recharge my batteries. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in this type of question. Be specific. Instead of general statements, provide detailed descriptions of your relaxation spot. Use sensory language. Describe what you see, hear, smell, and feel to make your answer more vivid. Show, don't tell. Rather than simply stating that a place is relaxing, explain why and how it makes you feel relaxed. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with describing various places and activities related to relaxation. Develop your vocabulary. Learn and use a range of words and phrases related to relaxation and places. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, make sure your answers reflect your genuine experiences and feelings. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, coherence, and natural use of a wide range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. For more practice on describing places, you might find it helpful to explore topics such as describing a place where you go to spend time with your family, or describing a place where you go to think deeply. These related topics can help you expand your vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss various aspects of places and experiences.